Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The nephew is here. Okay. We'll get to that a little later. We'll get to that a little later. Right now, the nephew is here with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
You got one more time to cough.
Oh.
One more time. You got one more time to cough. Let's go, Kat.
Hello.
Hello. I'm trying to reach out Brielle, please.
This is she. Master speaking.
This is Lawrence from the job. How you doing today?
Oh, I'm good. How you doing?
I'm good. Listen, we got a situation at the job. I know it's a little late this evening.
Uh-huh.
What time do you normally come in the mornings?
I'm coming around 8:30.
Okay. So are you all right health wise? How are you feeling?
I'm fine. What are you talking about? I got a little cold, so I've been a little under the weather, but yeah.
Okay, so let me go ahead and tell you this. My name is Lawrence. All right, I work on a different floor from you, but
uh-huh.
I wanted to give you a call. It's been brought to my attention. A lot of people are a little edgy right now, you know. But
edgy.
Yeah, because of you're in a cubicle. And most of the people around your cubicle are starting to be a little worried because they're saying that, you know, you're coughing a lot. And
coughing.
You know, yeah. So, I mean, let me ask you something. Right. Okay. Do you think that you need to maybe be tested?
Tested? For what? I know you ain't talking about this damn, what's it called? Coronavirus.
Do you think you need to be tested?
Do I think I think you need to? No, excuse me. Wait, let me, hold on. Listen, I know the world's in a frenzy, but everybody don't got no damn coronavirus, okay? I have a cold. I'm a little stuffy, but nonetheless, like, I'm taking Theraflu and taking care of myself. I don't need to be tested for anything.
Okay, so do you think it's possible maybe you need to be self-quarantined and
Lawrence,
find out?
Lawrence, honey, I think you are stepping on toes right now, okay? That's very inappropriate. I don't know who put you up to this, but nonetheless, I think y'all really stepping on toes. This has got to be like HIPAA or something. Like, what the f*** is this? Okay, like,
okay,
I don't
okay,
have
let me,
no
let,
damn
okay.
coronavirus.
So let me just say this to you. I've talked to everybody on that floor that you work on, all right? I've talked to Darlene. All right. I've talked to, what's the other girl? Her name is Loretta, I think. I've spoken with Loretta.
Loretta? Okay, Loretta
just
saying no mess like that. What are you saying?
Okay.
So let me
say this. You got one more cough, and they going to put you out of the building.
What, excuse me? One more
you got,
cough? Listen, okay, Lawrence, that's her name, right?
My name is Lawrence. I'm on the eighth floor, yes.
Okay, you're in the eighth floor, so you're not even in HR to even be coming at me like this.
But you know what?
I went to the doctor. I don't know where y'all get off coming at me like that, okay? I do not get paid enough for nobody to be testing me about my personal business, okay? Y'all me twisted. I was with this f***ing job. Y'all got me all the way f***ed up. Okay.
Okay. Look. Let me go and say this here. You act like this your personal business. It's our business when you start coughing all over the building and we go in the country going through what it's going through right now, what the world is going through. So you got to understand that
I don't give a damn what the world is going through. I'm going through my own shit. okay? All right, I got two kids. I work very hard. I'm a single mother, and I'm up here doing the best I can. I got a car, and I still bring my ass to work every day, and I be on time. So for anybody to be coming at me like that, that is disrespectful, okay? I put in 10 years at this job, and I don't give a damn. Y'all got me messed up. Now, I need to speak to your higher-up. Who is your boss?
I'm gonna say it one more time. You got one more cough and your ass is out this bitch. That's it. Ain't nobody finna get
time to talk to me like that, and I'm gonna drop through this mother phone and choke your ass. I don't care who you talking to. I don't know who you think you talking to, but you got me all the way messed up, okay? Listen here, okay? I don't give a damn coronavirus. You need to bring me a corona because you're stressing me out right now, okay? I work too hard for this. Okay, I be on time for work. I do not call off. Other people be, you know, taking long smoke breaks and shit. And I do what I do.
See, there it is, right there. That's it, right there. Did you just cough again? Did you just cough?
Listen,
Brielle, did you just cough?
Yes, I just called. I told you I got a cold. I don't got no damn coronavirus. You know what? I ain't about to argue with you. Where's your boss? Who's your boss? Who's your boss?
Tommy is my higher up.
Tommy?
Yeah, Tommy is the person that's over me.
What's Tommy? I don't know no Tommy.
Do you know Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show? Huh? Darlene and Loretta got me to prank phone call you. Listen, Brielle. Darlene and Loretta got me to prank phone call you. Your girls is in the cubicles with you, got me to prank phone call you.
Oh, I'm going to kill them. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm so embarrassed.
They told me, mess with her about her cold. I was like, all right, come on, give it to me. I got it.
Wait, so you guys got this on your show? Mr. Harvey, oh my God. Why would y'all play with me like that? Oh my God. I'm over here fighting this cold, trying to pay my bills, struggling, single mom. Like, oh my God. I can't believe y'all got me like this on the radio.
Well, I got you, baby girl. Tell me this. What's the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land? What is it?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Now go take you some NyQuil or some Mucinex or something, here.
Oh my God.
There it is. Oh, man.
Okay. That was a good
you
one.
You got me all the way.
Yes.
Boom, boom.
There it is, right there.
That's what I'm talking about. That's it, right there. You cough one more damn time.
Yes. That was really good, Tommy.
Oh, God.
But we're in an era right now where you can't have a cold.
You can't be regular sick. Regular sick don't work no more.
Mm-mm. No, you can't That's be out. Regular sick.
Mm-mm.
No.
I mean, I knew she was mad, Tommy, when she said she was going to do something impossible. She said, boy, you talk to me like that one more time. I'm going to reach through this phone.
I know.
Oh, my God.
Stomp the mess at you. Oh, man.
Y'all got me on the show with Mr. Harvey. Oh, no.
Oh, man, that's crazy, man.
Nothing like when a sister loses. When a sister loses, it's on and popping, buddy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that one was good.
But you know, said the flu season has been eradicated because of everybody wearing their mask and stuff. There's just like no flu season, pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
What we need a flu season for? Yeah, we got corona.
Yeah, much deadly. Yeah, I saw that on the news. I was like, wow. So wear your mask.
I ate some barbecue chips today.
Uh-huh. And put that mask on?
I put that mask on. Lord, I almost knocked myself out with that garlic. Oh, my God. It was horrible.
And I ate something and burped in that mask. And damn near knocked myself out. I said, whoa.
Like, never again will I do that. You think my eyes are big now, Steve.
That's funny, sure.
Woo. Any bigger.
That wasn't for you to comment. But anyway, yeah, oh, that man. Was don't do that. Do not do that.
That mask ain't no joke. You gotta have it though.
Oh, you yeah. got to.
And you got to keep it in your car, because if not, you're going to leave and realize you ain't got it and got to turn around and go get it, buddy.
That's right. All right, coming up, Strawberry Letter, I Want to Do More Than Smoke With Her is the subject. We'll get into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.